Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Tia Pugh Talks the Podcast. I'm your host, Tia Pugh, a speaker, businesswoman, and international mentor. I'm so glad to have you today. You could be listening to anything in the world, but you decided to come listen to your girl for a while. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And if it's your first time listening, I definitely appreciate you for stopping by. You the bomb, girl. We want to take this moment to thank our friends at Abella Eyewear for sponsoring today's episode. Abella Eyewear is a super chic, very trendy, but a little edgy eyewear company. You should check them out at abellaeyewear.com. That's A-B-E-L-L-A, abellaeyewear.com. Oh, hold up, perk alert, perk alert, perk alert. If you use coupon code TAPUTALKS, you will get 30%. Yes, 30% off your entire order. So be sure when you go over to abella.com that you use that coupon code TAPUTALKS to get 30% off your entire order. Also, be sure to connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at TAPUTALKS. That's at TAPUTALKS, at TAPUTALKS. And if you would like to sponsor a show or would like to inquire about any other business relations, email us info@tiapuetalks.com. One of the staff members will be in touch. Also, for booking, apparel, or to sew into the podcast, feel free to visit tiapuetalks.com. All right, girl. So let's do this. I want to jump on into this thing. Today's topic is prepare for it. Yes, prepare for it. So I want to give you three tips on how to prepare for your breakthrough. Something that you have been praying about, fasting about, I mean, waiting for a long time is on the way. And you can't stand to not be ready with open arms to receive it. So let's go. First and foremost, you have to clean house. You absolutely have to clean house. Yes, honey. So let me break this thing down for you. You wouldn't want to welcome anyone into your house without tidying up, right? Right. So there is no way you want to welcome a huge blessing into a messy situation. It's time to go back to the drawing board and evaluate your friends, situations, career, location, and even some family members. Why is this necessary, you ask? Well, all of these things can throw you out of positioning. And this is the very thing that will have you missing out on your blessing. It could possibly have you at the wrong place at the wrong time. So if your house isn't clean and you're fooling around with the wrong people, dealing with the wrong situations, you'll mess around and watch your breakthrough pass you by. And that is something that you cannot have going on in your life. So you have to be very careful about who you are dealing with in this season as you are waiting for your breakthrough. You have to be very, very intentional about that, because some people, you know, they've been seeing you wait for this blessing for 4 or 5 years already, and you keep talking about it like it's just right around the corner. And every year passes and nothing happens. And they're beginning to look at you and think that you're absolutely crazy because nothing is happening. And now they're starting to speak into you the very thing that goes against what you believe. They're telling you that, you know, you've been waiting on that for a little while now, and it's probably not going to work out, so you probably should just give up and walk away. Or maybe you should settle for X, Y, and Z instead of waiting for X, Y, and Z because you've been waiting so long. You know, trying to make you to go an alternative route, which will cause you to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Blessings are very providential. They are very providential. So you have to make sure that you are in the right geographical location to receive what it is is that God has for you, because he's going to send that blessing to a place. And if you're out of place and in another space, baby, you're going to miss out. And that's the very thing that you do not have time for. You've been waiting so long that at this point you cannot allow the people around you to speak things inside of you that are not in alignment with what you are waiting for or what you are preparing for. So yes, you're going to have to go back to the drawing board and clear some things out, change some things around, and make sure that you are in a space where you can think clearly, you can make the right decisions, you can move how you need to be moving. So girl, yes, you girl, it's time to clean house. The very second thing that I want to talk about is clearing your mind. Listen, this is something that you have been stressing about, but you're on the brink, so you can just chill now. You can relax now because it's about to happen. Woo, get excited. It's about to happen. So you can go ahead and calm your nerves, clear your mind. It's time to detoxify your mind, detoxify your house, your space, your everything. And it's time to just get in a place where you can really receive what it is that God is going to have for you in this season. So do something that's going to relax you and distract you from what you are waiting on. I'll tell you a few of the things that I like to do that really clears my mind, that really helps me out and gets me in a space to hear and gets me in a space to receive. So the very first thing I want to talk about is journaling. I absolutely love journaling, y'all. I love journaling. I've loved writing ever since I could literally hold a pen in my hand. I have been writing, and it's crazy because when I was a baby, I would get a pen and I would scribble perfectly within the lines. How does that work? Kids, they scribble all on top of lines. They scribble over lines. They, you know, scribble all over the paper. No, I was perfectly scribbling within the lines. No words, of course, but I was scribbling within the lines. How crazy is that? So I love journaling. It's a peaceful situation for me. It's therapeutic to me. I can sit down and clear my thoughts out on paper, rip it up if need be because I don't want nobody to see it. Or I can store it away and come back and read it at a later date and say, oh, well, ooh, you have really moved along from there. You have really stretched and become a better person since writing that. Also, I like to go and get massages. It's a relaxing experience. Takes your mind away from whatever it is that you are maybe personally facing or going through. You know, you get that little moment to just kind of, you know, take a load off, or go to the gym. If you have some built up frustrations, that's an opportunity for you to go ahead and take those frustrations out at the gym. You can go ahead and sweat it out. You can go ahead and pump it out. And you're not only going to be getting that frustration off of you, but you're also going to be getting healthy. You know, you're going to be bettering yourself in the long run. Also, meditation. Prayer. Yes, meditation and prayer are so amazing. Like, I can just sit in total silence in my room, in my living room, whatever, and just be quiet. Like, right now it's raining outside. So, I mean, I could just sit here in silence and be completely content. And it's so calming and so therapeutic to me to just do that. Now, that might not work for you. That might not be your story. But I'm telling you some ways that you can clear your mind by just sitting in silence and sitting with your thoughts. You can also correct your thoughts and tell your thoughts and your mind. You have control over all of that. A lot of people think that they don't have control over their mind, or, oh, I just think this just because. No, you have control over your mind, and you have to be very careful what you feed your mind as far as reading and seeing and various things like that and hearing, because you will maybe be thinking some crazy stuff. Okay. Also, you can read a book. I absolutely love reading. Oh yes. I love reading. There are so many different educational pieces out there, and then there are so many pieces out there where people just tell their life stories and things they've been through, motivational, inspirational. I love Audible. So if you don't know what Audible is, you are definitely missing out. A lot of people, they don't like to read, but they would like to read if somebody would read it to them. So what Audible essentially is an audio book. It's a lot of different books on it. It's by Amazon, and you get like a monthly subscription, and you get one book a month, I believe. And they have a ton of books on there where people are actually reading the books to you. So there's no excuses as to, oh, I don't like to read or this, that, and the other. But honey, yes, they got Audible now, and Audible is thebomb.com. Diggity, diggity. I have so many different books on Audible, y'all. I have so many books on Audible that I have purchased, that I have bought, that I have yet to even listen to, that I just went ahead and canceled my monthly subscription because I got so many books that I need to catch up on. And some of the books that are on there, I want to reread them. Well, re-listen to them. I want to re-listen to them because they were so good. So that's an amazing option to clear your mind as well. And hold on, honey. This is a new thing. You can go float. This is something that I did over the weekend, y'all, and it was absolutely amazing. It's a newer form of therapy. It is for relaxation and wellness and pain relief. It also helps you sleep better. And now that's just to name a few of the things that it's good for. But let me tell you about my experience. So you're in this private room, and there's a shower in there, and there's this tank that you're gonna get in. Yeah, I know, sounds a little creepy, huh? There's this tank that you're gonna get in, and in that tank is 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt and about 10 to 12 inches of water, which is essentially about 180 gallons of water. And you get in there and you're in the nude. You're naked. You get in there naked and you float. You float. Y'all, I did this and I got in there and I was in there for about 1 hour and 30 minutes was my session, about 90 minute session. And it was absolutely amazing. Now, when I went there, I had some back pain, I had some foot pain, I had some shoulder pain, all these various pains. But when I got out of there, I felt so much better. And not only did I have the relief of pain, my mind, whew, I was so calm and so like relaxed. And it was just so amazing, y'all. I think I fell asleep in there a little bit, and they kind of encourage that too, that you can fall asleep in there. But it's more of a newer form of therapy, but y'all, it was absolutely amazing, and I cannot wait to do it again because it was so nice. But y'all, there are a number of different ways that you can, you know, clear your mind and relax your mind. You know, you can diffuse some nice essential oils and, you know, put your face right up there and sniff them, or, you know, just have them going throughout the room. Some of those oils, they'll, you know, alter your mood and help with your mood. So there are so many different things that you can do. You're not limited to these things that I said that I do or have done in the past. You know, you can look some things up, go on Google, honey, and look up ways to relax your mind or to clear your mind or to free yourself or just meditate or how to meditate or all these various different things. Okay, so there's so many different options out there. Don't be limited to what I just said that I like to do or have done in the past. Okay, moving right along, the third and final thing that I want to talk about now in preparing for it, whatever your it is, now is not the time to stop praising. So, third point, continuous praise. Continuous praise. Continuous praise. Continue to praise God for what is to come. It's time to turn up for Jesus Christ. It's time to give God back praise. Yeah, that praise that you should have been giving him but didn't. Yep, that is the time now. It's time for an advanced praise. The time for the biggest praise in your life before the biggest blessing in your life. Just think about it. How are you going to act when you get that blessing? How are you going to act then? How are you going to praise then? Go ahead and give him that praise in advance before the breakthrough, before you get it, before you get what you've been praying for, what you've been fasting for, what you've been crying about, what you've been staying up late night about. Go ahead and give him that praise now. Why wait until the battle is won when you can go ahead and give him the praise that he deserves right now? Ain't no need to wait on it. Ain't no need to sit on his praise. Ain't no need to say, well, look, when you do this, I'll do that. No, honey, go ahead and give him the praise that is due his name right now, right in your present and current situation, where you are, how you feeling. You feeling down, depressed, down and out right now today. But listen, baby, if you get a praise in your spirit, you will see how things will shift. Things will shift in your body. Things will shift in your mind. Things will shift in your situation, in your circumstances immediately. Do you hear me? You're sad, you're down, you're depressed. You begin to praise and open up your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You will see how things will begin to change, how you begin to uplift yourself, honey. And we talked about encouraging yourself last week. This is one way to encourage yourself as well, is to just begin to go into a full-blown praise moment, a full-blown moment of praise. There is nothing like it. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and step into that thing. Go ahead and raise your hands in the air and say, thank you, Lord, for the things that are to come. Thank you, Lord, for the things that you have already done. Thank you, Lord, for just being simply who you are, God. Thank you for waking me up this morning. My goodness, y'all, I feel a shifting right now. Let's go ahead and go into prayer. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, Lord, God. We come to your throne humbly on today, Lord, God. Thank you for simply who you are, God. You are great and mighty, God. We thank you for keeping us while we're in the valley, Lord God. We thank you for keeping us while we're in the valley, and we open up a praise to you now, God. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us through every last situation that we've been through, have gone through, and in even are going through now, God. We thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you for what we're on the brink of, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for coming through in the time of trouble, God. We thank you for always being a present help, God. We thank you, hallelujah, God. We just give you thanks in this prayer on today, God. We lift up praises to you, God, because you are worthy of all of it, God. Don't let nobody steal your praises, Lord God. I bind up anything that comes to distract us from the very thing that you have us to do in this season, Lord God. I bind it up and I send it back to the pits of hell in which it came. They will not have any authority over us. They will not have any power over us. They will not reign over whatever it is that you have for us in this season, Lord God. Enemy, loose it right now. Hallelujah. Take your hands off of the very thing that God has for us. You have no rights to it. You have no ownership to it. We bind you up and send you back to where you came from. You have no authority. You have no power over that which God has given us and is going to lose to us in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Teach us how to continue to prepare. Teach us how to keep a continuous praise in our mouths, Lord God, and not give up and not want to give up on the very thing that you have promised us, Lord God. Help us continue to praise. Help us continue to encourage ourselves, Lord God. Help us continue to clear our minds, Lord God. Help us continue to clear our house, Lord God. Show us who needs to be in our life in this season, who doesn't need to be in our life in this season, Lord God, and eliminate them out right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Bind up any words that they spoke against your word, God, that resides in our life and has power and reign in our life. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus, God. You are absolutely amazing, God. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah. All the glory. Hallelujah. Woo, all the glory, all the glory, all the glory and all the praise. And it is in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of the Father that we do pray and say amen. Hallelujah. I'm your host, Tia Pugh. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Tia Pugh Talks, the podcast. Connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at Tia Pugh Talks. For booking, apparel, or to sew into the podcast, visit tiapughtalks.com. I can't forget to thank our friends at Abella Eyewear for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. Be sure to check them out at abellaeyewear.com. Use TFU Talks to get 30% off your entire order. If you have any questions, email us info@tfutalks.com. Let me leave you with this. Success is where preparation and opportunity meet. Whew, that's a good one. That's straight from Bobby Unser. Y'all, I hope and pray this has inspired you, enlightened you, and pushed you to prepare, girl. Until next time, I love you. Connect with me on social media, and I will see you there.